My name is Pamela Marsh, and I'm the incoming president for the First Amendment Foundation of Florida.
Welcome to your new role. How does it feel so far?
It feels great. I'm delighted to be there, excited about learning. My learning curve is relatively steep, but I do have Barbara Peterson, my predecessor, who's there to have my back and teach me about public records law and open government and all sorts of things. So I'm learning a lot every day.
Well, you do have an impressive background, but just talk a little bit about the expertise you bring that's going to help you with this job.
Thank you. I served as the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida for about 5 years. So I ran an office of about 78 employees. And what I loved about that job was serving the community every day. I come from a family that valued service. My mother was a teacher. My father retired from the state. And so when I left being the U.S. attorney, I really wanted to find a role where I could serve the community on an everyday basis as my job. So I think that's what I brought from that prior federal service into this role of public service.
So how different will this job be for you compared to your role litigating cases?
I will still be an advocate. I will still be helping others with the law and interpreting the law. And I will still be thinking about applying the law to different sets of facts. So there's still a lot of lawyering going on. There's a lot of looking at new legislation, thinking of how bills will affect the public and change the law. So I think my legal training will come in very handy.
Do you think you'll miss being in the courtroom?
No. I did love trial practice, but it's very, very stressful, and it's very antagonistic. Trial work is just very stressful. It can be very rewarding, but I tend to think that my trial days are well put behind me.
Fair enough. So you're taking the helm at the First Amendment Foundation at a time when journalists are being attacked for their work. How will you handle that?
I was excited to meet many of our Board of Trustees members who are well-respected journalists, and I'm delighted to get to work with them. I do think the way we receive our news is changing so rapidly. We get our news now in headlines and tweets, and getting deeper into the facts is so important. And that's what we can help journalists with, is getting the information that helps them inform the public and inspire civic participation by a broader audience. So one of the things that I think is very important is getting to the real evidence. As we've seen in the hearings recently in Washington, people don't want to know just a summary or just a report that might be from a biased source. They want to see the real facts. They want to hear from a real witness. They want to see the evidence. And that's what our public records law and our open government meetings laws really facilitate.
Past President Barbara Peterson spent her days trying to keep government open and really working on that transparency issue. So how have you prepared for that?
Well, I remember when I was first thinking of applying for this job, I spoke to a friend of mine, and he said, when you think of the First Amendment Foundation, you think of Barbara Peterson. Barbara has big shoes to fill. She will be around as a consultant. And the good news about that is I have some pretty big feet. So I think I can learn and come up to speed pretty quickly. And I think there are also issues that I can bring to the table that may be slightly different from Barbara's direction. There may be ways we expand the focus of the First Amendment Foundation, but it's really too soon to tell. And I think it's so important for me to listen to the staff, to Barbara, to the Board of Trustees, to people all over the state about what they think the First Amendment Foundation's mission should be. I don't want to change anything fast. When I first became the U.S. attorney, I spent about 4 months listening to every single employee tell me about their job, tell me about what they did, how they thought they could do it better. And I think that really was a benefit to me when 4 months later I was able to build my management team. So my plan is to work with the very strong legacy that Barbara's built and the great reputation of the foundation and watch and learn and listen and keep up the good work of the foundation.
We're talking about how it's important to help journalists dig deeper. The biggest issue may be trying to get the news consumer to be open to everything. Maybe they have certain political views and they don't care about that government record you just opened. And it's right there on the page and they still don't believe it. Like, that's what we're dealing with today.
I agree. We have to push back on that. We have to work to inform and educate and motivate. We've become so divided because I think the facts don't mean anything. And if you say something 3 times, somebody's going to believe it. But that's why education is so important. Real solid professional journalism is so important. I get my news mostly from WFSU, and every night I watch the PBS NewsHour with Judy Woodruff. I believe those journalists are so solid and are digging for the real facts. And, you know, I think it's also important. My son is even learning at an early age that he can't trust everything he reads on the internet. He has to check the sources. He has to go deeper. He loves history. So taking that extra step, if you just want to have an opinion, that's not the same thing. But if you really want to understand what's going on, you have to read deeply, and I think you have to participate. You have to go, you have to listen, and then you have to speak on behalf of what you believe to be the truth.
Yeah, question your sources always.
Always.
How old is your son?
He's 14.
Well, that's good that he's learning that now.
Right.
More kids should be learning that now.
Well, and I think it's because they see that the news is coming in small sound bites. And if you want to know more about it, you have to dig deeper.
So you said that this is a time of learning and Barbara Peterson is still around to help you with this transition. Is there one particular big item on your agenda as you get started?
We are currently at the First Amendment Foundation, and this is Barbara's work primarily, looking at about 40 bills either affect the public records law or the Sunshine Law in some way or have something to do with the First Amendment. So learning that Florida legislation process is probably my biggest challenge. On the other hand, the other thing that I look forward to doing is engaging with many of our other nonprofits, the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, the Urban League, Marcy's Law for All. I think there are a lot of nonprofits out there with similar missions. And if we can combine forces, have our voices heard as a force multiplier, we can do more together. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with groups like that. I really want to get out there and talk to people about how we can cross-pollinate on some of these really big issues.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like us to know about the job you're embarking on?
Well, I know you spoke with Gary Green recently from the University of Florida Journalism School about our student program where students can become members for free. But I also want to increase membership at every level. And we can do that by focusing on law firms and other groups, large businesses that should be interested in open government and access to records, because it's such a cornerstone of democracy and our community and our state. So fundraising, increasing membership, that's going to be a big priority for me as well.
The students can get a free scholarship now. They can become members for free of the First Amendment Foundation, and that's named for Sandy Dallenbert, who was a huge First Amendment rights attorney and just a legend in Florida.
Absolutely.
You mentioned that it doesn't just have to be journalists who are members of this.
Anyone can become a member. Organizations can become members. A lot of large newspapers is the way it started, but we've branched out and are thinking of lots of different ways to get people interested in the First Amendment Foundation. So we hope that that student membership, when they graduate, they'll go on and want to stay engaged, want to continue to support the First Amendment Foundation. But truly, everyone, citizens, we have a hotline that we answer multiple times a day with questions about the public records laws. And so it's an open book.
Pamela Marsh, new president of the First Amendment Foundation, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.